seriously committing ourselves into God's hands and asking Him to minister to you. I'm looking forward to a very, 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 very fantastic day. Speak to me, Lord. Speak to me, Lord. Touch my life. Touch my life. Let me hear your voice. Let me hear your word. Let something change me. Thank you, Lord. What a privilege. 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 Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Another prayer we can pray before we sit down is for the Holy Spirit to help us to notice our moments in this camp. Amen. There are certain moments designed for each one. And sometimes when those moments pass, you miss out. Sometimes it's just a statement, a sentence, some 5 minutes. And if at that time you are not alert, you've missed the ingredient in the camp for you. Let's lift up our hands and just ask the Lord to grant us alertness. 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 Alert. Alert. I want to be alert that my moments will not pass me by. Thank you, Jesus. As I lift up holy hands, I expect your help, Holy Spirit. I expect your mercy, Holy Spirit. Speak to me. Speak to me moment by moment. Moment by moment. Moment by moment. Till your will is done. Moment by moment. Moment by moment. Yes. Till your will is done. Thank you. Thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. You may please be seated. And let's pull our notes. And consolidate our foundation. Take out your notes. Ask your neighbor, are you ready for what God has for you today? Beautiful. We were so blessed yesterday. And we are looking forward to greater times. Amen. The first scripture we learned, we read yesterday was from 1 Timothy chapter 5, 17 and 18. Let the elders that rule well be counted worthy of double honor, especially they who labor in the word and doctrine. For the scripture said, thou shalt not muzzle the ox that treadeth out the corn. And the laborer is worthy of his reward. God is going to reward us. He is going to pay us. He is going to satisfy us with great rewards as we serve him. Hallelujah. And I believe that everyone must sign on to this job. Amen. Everyone should be a worker. Everybody must find something doing in the church. Amen. A camp is not a social event. Don't add this to one of your social events. We come here to be instructed in the word so that we can also work for God. We are all engaged in different types of jobs. Nurses, engineers, doctors, different types of work. Amen. But you must also believe God that you will be a worker for God. Amen. 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 Believe God that you will do something for him. Because there is a reward only God can give you when you serve him. And that is exactly what our prophet is guiding us to. Amen. Amen. Every job you do in this world will give you something, but not what God really wants to give you. Hallelujah. Amen. That's why we are special. God has given us the opportunity to serve him. And when we do that, we enjoy something that our classmates do not enjoy. All of us have first class, but you have something they don't have. Are you with me? Yes. So you are privileged to be here. You are very special to God because he wants to give you something extra. And that reward, you cannot find it in the bank. You cannot find it as a lecturer. You cannot find it as a student. You cannot find it in the hospital. You will find it in God's house as you serve him. The reward for hard work is more work. I cannot wait to hear about the more work. Because as for the beloveds and the wives and the food and the drink and all the other blessings, we are receiving them. Some of you have got wives already. Some of you have got husbands already. But we know that a wife is a reward. Amen. And if you are a lady, believe God that you will be a special reward. Uh-huh. If you are a reward, you will be special. You yourself will be special. Have you gone to somebody's toilet and found a crown sitting there in the toilet? Or somebody's salary is in the bathroom? There's a special place you put a reward. So when you are somebody's reward, it means you are going to be treated with care. Clap your hands this morning. Yes, and you see, your zeal for God's work must be very, very strong. Yeah, because you see, what we learned yesterday, eat and drink, food and drink, a wife, rest, all these things, you know, even food, eating and drinking, having a wife, some of these things for some of us will only come to us in the ministry. Amen. Amen. As you serve God, there are special diets you will never see by working in the bank. Oh, yes. As I've been a pastor and traveled around, I've enjoyed certain culinary. Look, sometimes when I sit down in the hotel and I see the food, I said, what? If I was in consulting room 3, I would not have seen this. Yeah. You see, one of the blessings that come to you when you serve God is that you enter into a certain circle of fellowship in the church. That being a nurse or a doctor or a lawyer will never afford you. God brings you to certain relationships, and through that relationship, you are exposed to something. Lift your right hand and say, I'll be exposed to nice things. Yeah. So everybody must believe God to be a worker. Because a wife or a husband will not come to you when you... I mean, I'll prefer to get a beloved in the church than to get one at an outdooring or at a funeral or in the bank or in the school. Oh, yes. Or you don't think so? As you serve God, imagine marrying somebody who also loves serving God. I mean, I want to be a pastor. And the woman I am marrying also wants to be a pastor. Because she is a reward for the work I'm doing. So we were all working for God, and I got her. May you get something custom made. Custom made. Yes. So when you serve God, God, you see, uses the work as an excuse to bless you and give you something you won't get in in a bank, or you won't get as a businesswoman. All these professions will give you something, but not exactly what you need. But when you serve God, I said, when you serve God, I mean, you'll be fine. You'll be fine. So I'm believing God that the weddings in North America are going to be ministry related. I said ministry. It will be strange. It will be strange for us to find that you've brought a beloved from town. I mean, it's wrong. Don't look forward to that life. God has, he said, a wife is a reward. So allow God to reward you. Don't go and look for it. And sometimes God rewarding you with a wife is your pastor, you know, nominating or recommending. How many of you want some nominations? How many of you want to be nominated? Look, look, listen. We don't have any other world anywhere. Are you listening to me? We don't have any other world anywhere. The church and the work is our world. So everything we need must come from here. Our iPad, your CD player, your television, your children, your family, your wife, your husband, and God is giving it to you. I said, God is giving it to you. If you want to be a missionary, there are customized missionary beloveds who also want to go to Nicaragua. Receive your own. That is why it will be sad that as we are in the church working, and these are rewards. Oh, these are rewards. You don't get them by just hanging around, by just milling around. You get it when you work. That is how my wife got a husband. Yes. That's how she got a husband. That's how she got a husband. She went out winning souls and found me 34 years ago and witnessed to me, not knowing that she was witnessing to her husband. Her reward. I mean, can you imagine if she had not married me? What would have happened to her? She would have been the wife of a farmer in some forest somewhere. But by marrying me, she's now a city dweller. A lady pastor. An anointed woman. You are getting your own. I said, you are getting your own. I said, you are getting your own. This is the world we are in. Don't look far. Don't look too far. Look, even as we are here, the job you will do, everything. God has arranged it. Many different people will give us testimonies of how they got their jobs through church. A car through church. A house through church. Promotion through church. Peace of mind, the babysitter, nanny, whatever. You know, so tell your neighbor, be wise and join the laborers. Let us labor for the Lord. He will reward us. But today, I tell you, today is going to be more explosive than last night. So tighten your seatbelt, clap your hands, or keep clapping your hands, and let's welcome Ido.
Take your seats. Hello. Yeah. It's so easy to make mistakes when I try to do things my own way. You said if I'll only ask, you direct my path. Oh yeah, my soul, you've been keeping. You wake me up from my sleeping, and you know just what I'll be needing. Cause I wanna talk to you. Oh, lead me early, guide me early, talk to me early, cause I wanna talk to you. Let the winds blow, let the storm rise, let things happen in the middle of the night. When morning comes, I will be alright, cause I wanna talk to you. Lead me, Lord, today. Should I go, should I stay? Guide me on your way. I wanna talk to you. Oh Lord, I wanna talk to you. Talk to you, to you. Oh Lord, I do want to talk to you. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. I need your direction, Lord, and I need your protection. All I ask, all I ask, for you to direct my path, Lord. I need your direction, oh yes, and I need your protection, Lord. All I ask is for you to direct my path. Show me early in the morning, lead me early in the morning, talk to me. Lord, I want you to direct my path, because I need your direction, Lord, and I need your protection. All I ask, Lord, all I ask is for you to direct my path. Please show me where to go. Lead me where to stay. Talk to me. To me, Lord, I need you, Lord. I need you, Lord, today. Yeah, 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 yeah. Whoa, 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 Lord, please speak to me, Lord. Speak to me, Lord. Speak to me.